Triple M and Strutty Fabricki and the late, great Murray Happ and the It's Friday song, also led by the great Tony Verhoeven and the Strutty Breakfast Show singers there for Friday. It is the 21st day of December and it is a beautiful dawn starting to break. They're saying today it will be cloudy, but that looks pretty clear out there at the moment. But as we know, things can change. A high chance of showers and storms, possibly severe, and up to about 31 degrees for today. Hope you're well and got through Thursday okay. That northerly wind sort of didn't eventuate till very late in the day. I know Hutto sent me a text, a rotten so-and-so was out having a surf and it was beautiful. Anyway, the southerly certainly here. I'm looking at the flags flapping about at the front of the Triple M weather shack at the moment. Hope you had a good Thursday. On the show today, plenty happening. I can tell you that there is a lot going on in the world today, including the reaction to US President Donald Trump. He's defended his surprise decision to declare victory over Islamic State militants and completely withdraw the US troops from Syria. A lot of people are saying this is a bad move, but Mr. Trump has always said he wants other countries to help do the heavy lifting. Time will tell. Sydney suffered through an evening of destruction after massive storms battled Sydney, leaving many residents facing potentially millions of dollars worth of damage. It was the second time in 24 hours and the fifth night in a week that Sydney has been hammered by torrential rain and damaging winds. Actually, my son, who works in Bankstown, got absolutely hammered. He's had his windscreen smashed by the hail there. He sent me a video. It was incredible. They were sort of probably bigger than the golf ball size. I don't know why we measure hail by the size of a golf ball, but we do. But it was bigger than that yesterday. Anyway, hopefully it doesn't happen again today. Now, locally talking about that, the thunderstorms left more than 2,000 Lower Clarence residents without power. Police have charged a woman after she was allegedly caught drink driving her car more than five times the legal limit in Coffs Harbour. Can you believe it? And the Port News reports Port Macquarie Hastings Council confirms John Oxley Drive land purchase is within Orbital Road Investigations corridors. In sport, in cricket, the Renegades over the Perth Scorchers with 28 balls to spare. And locally in sport, of course, two great Gallup meetings coming up on Boxing Day with the legendary Whoop Whoop Cup at Wauchope and the Philip Hughes Memorial at Barraville. All coming up. On the show today, well, plenty happening. I'm so excited. We're going to give away one of the best prizes we've ever dreamt up here on Triple M in the lead up to Christmas time. Thanks to our really great sponsors, Coppies Butcher's Block, your favourite local butcher, Port Macquarie and Wauchope. Someone, the Friday before the freeloaders arrive, is going to win a $500 voucher. You can buy whatever you like. You can buy 10 half hams. You can buy hundreds of chops. I don't know what you'd like to buy, but it's up to you. Yes. Also coming up, John Michael Hollywood Housen with all the entertainment goss. He's got news on Rebel Wilson to star in a new Australian TV series for the ABC. The $1,000 birthday wheel, last chance for the week. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Emmanuel Macron, Jane Fonda and Samuel Earl Jackson. We'll tell you how you can win tickets on the Triple M World Tour and we'll check what's on the Mid-North Coast today for Holiday Coast Credit Union here at Triple M. 132710, you can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid-North Coast, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. It's 10
on the Cactus Comedy Channel, another episode of Two and a Half Bogans.
Hooray for Flatland Mullets, we are happy little bogans. Hooray for
Winnie Boos
and
Ugglebits,
bogans win
that day. I tell you what, Shatter, I hope our landlord's watching my block rules or whatever it's called. The bugger might see how easy it is to fix things and that.
Yeah.
We might even get the front door put back on for when the bloke next door reckoned I pinched his lawnmower and he went ape and knocked the door down and came in and took it back.
Yeah.
Here's your beer, Dad.
Yeah, thanks, Brock. Hey, what's going on? The can's not open. You haven't nicked any.
No, Dad, I don't like beer anymore. I nicked a Bundy and Coke instead, because they sponsor the footy.
Little bugger, if you do that again, I'll
get it!
Hey, if that's me boss, tell him I've still got the Zika virus.
Fire!
Oh, hope the toilet gets fixed soon. I'm sick of flushing it with a bucket of water in there.
Yeah, and it hasn't had a seat for 12 months since I got that cockroach with the axe.
It's a couple of American blokes on bikes, Dad.
God love you and your family, sir.
Oh, bloody hell, Churchies. Why'd you let them in, Brock?
There's no door.
My name is Virgil.
And I'm Joseph.
May we come in and bless your home, sir?
Well, I wish someone bloody would. The place is stuffed.
Oh, my.
Pardon me?
The Dunny's cactus. One of the power points electrocuted the cat. The laundry tub's only big enough for one slab when you have a party in that. And there's a leak in the roof above our bed.
You try holding a bucket straight while you're asleep.
And all the while, the bloody landlord's collecting the rent and then getting all that negative gearing and that off the gummin'. Bloody gummin', I'm bloody spilling.
Bloody gummin'.
My goodness, your landlord seems to be the work of the devil. You poor, poor people.
Yeah, but don't worry. I'll get to inherit this place when me mum dies. Your mum is your landlord?
Yeah, she lets us live here rent-free as long as we look after it.
Oh, my. Come, Virgil. The Lord is over-testing our compassion today.
Right. On our bikes, Joseph. Hey. Oh, my goodness. Where are our bikes?
And where is your son gone?
Cash converters. he's probably chasing whoever pinched your bikes.
But don't get your hopes up. He's not a fast runner. I brought your bikes back.
Oh, you caught the thief?
No, I forgot about the new CCTV camera down the street. Bloody government.
Bloody government.
How green was my cactus? Yeah. On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Bernie Leagues, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Aussie legend Darryl Braithwaite plays the LUSC tonight on his Days Go By tour, supported by local Chris Rose. Tickets to see Dazza are $40. Keanu Reeves has admitted he would love to take over the role of Wolverine after Hugh Jackman's last outing. The iconic X-Men character has been made famous by the Aussie actor, who's 50, who's portrayed the part in 9 movies across 17 years. And Macaulay Culkin has the internet in a spin. The Home Alone star reprised his role as Kevin McAllister from the classic Christmas movie for an ad for Google Home. Now, the one-minute remake gives the 1990 classic a 2018 update. Culkin, who's now 38, recreates the classic scenes from the holiday movie in the same costumes and house. Stuck home alone, Kevin plays around his house with the help of his voice assistant, Google.
Hey, Google, add aftershave to my shopping list.
Hey, Google, remind me to clean these sheets later.
Okay, I'll remind you.
Too bad AC.
Someone's at the front door.
What do I owe you?
Looks like you paid online.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Okay, cool.
Hey, Google, turn down the temperature 2 degrees.
Triple M's fishing best bet.
Here he is, the one and only Bluey Waters. Bluey, where did that northerly wind go yesterday?
Yes, it didn't turn up, did it? As I said, we got out to the beach yesterday and we had a lovely day on the beaches. It was lovely.
Yeah, I know. Hardo was the same thing. He was in the surf and said, Strawn, you're hopeless with your weather. I'm just reading what's here, Bluey. Fair dinkum, anyway. It didn't eventuate, but the big news is today the flags in front of the Triple M Weather Shack are out already with this southwester, Bluey. So it looks like we may get our beaches cleaned up with a southerly wind, eh?
Yes, it looks like it's going to be good. We'll have to get out early and get a fish, but I think it's great news that we've got the sun coming through. That'll bring the water temperature up also, and it'll bring the fish back on the bike.
Oh, I hope so. Top of the tide at 8, where are we going to go?
Definitely out of the estuary. I'm going to look for a flathead today. I know they're going to be lazy, and we're going to have to work hard for them. But I reckon I'll get myself a couple of nice flathead tails for tea tonight. So out the estuary, fight for a flathead on prawns or whitebait.
Whitebait, okie-dokie. Well, that sounds pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good indeed.
And ho, 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 Santa's on his way. I can smell him coming.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I know, Bluey. It's going to be great. Now, also, did you get something dropped into you about the LUSC's family fishing bonanza?
Oh, yes, I did. How good's that, eh?
Oh,
yeah, that's coming up.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
January 4 to 6.
Yep. Over $3,500 worth of prizes up for grabs. If anyone's interested in this, put this in your calendar. As you say, the 4th, 5th and 6th of January is going to be when we have it. A lot of prizes up for grabs. But if you have a look on their Facebook, it's under Lauren United Services Fishing Club. So look at their Facebook. That'll give you all the information you need. It's a great competition. It's one of our premier events of the year, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, good on you, Bluey. Exactly right. Now, the other one I know you love, because it's very funny if you see the Crab Shack in operation at Bluey's little outfit there. It's the most marvellous place, the Settlement Point Boat Shed, the nooks, the crannies. There is a microwave there, and when they get a crab, oh, dear. They whack it in the microwave, and the crab keeps up for the first couple of revolutions, and then, you know, as you could imagine, things take their course with the cooking. But you do have the Crab Shack, and it is quite an experience, Bluey, when it's on the Crab Shack for lunch, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Very nice. And it looks like that might be on the menu today, actually.
Yes. Oh, okay. But what about this, Bluey? Coming up Saturday, December 29, the Southwest Rocks Cricket Club's annual fundraiser, the Crab Races at the Country Club.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. They'll auction the crabs off. And you can go along and just have a very funny afternoon. Starts around 4:30. Now, I remember 25 years ago, Bluey, I used to get a bloke on the air to talk about these, right? And his name was One Thumb McGurk.
One Thumb
McGurk. And I'm not sure if that was involving a crab accident there or incident, but I haven't heard...
So, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I don't know whether One Thumb's gone to the hereafter or not, but I haven't heard from him for 20 years. But, old One Thumb McGurk used to run those, and that is certainly another cultural event, Bluey, that is really worth checking out. The Crab Races, Southwest Rocks Country Club. It's a fundraiser for the cricket club, and it's on tomorrow week at the Country Club. So there's a good one to look out for, Bluey, yeah. And what about fishing looking into the weekend, Bluey, with this continuation of these southerly winds on the coastal waters? What do you think will be the best bet for the weekend?
Well, I think we're going to have a heap of options. We're going to have the deep sea boys going out there, getting a sliver of fish. There'll be some snapper and kingfish and probably dolphin fish around the fads. Beach and rockers should look for whiting and brim. Around the rocks, we may see jewfish back on the bite. Back in the effie, whiting and flathead also. So I reckon we're in for a bonanza of fish over the next few days.
Oh, I like the sound of that. Like the sound of that. Now also, the freeloaders are arriving shortly.
The Bluey Waters Bottle-O Best Bet.
All right, Bluey, what have you concocted for us today going into Christmas?
Yes, well, we've got from IGA Liquor. We've got Coronas at $48 a carton.
Oh, yes! Finally.
You know what you can do with them, can't you?
Yeah, that's what I know. You go and get the limes and sit under a tree and just think of where you'd rather be. Oh, magnificent. And when you see them, Bluey, glistening in the ice there, and you've got your little bowl of limes, which actually at the moment, Bluey, the limes, I think, are worth more than the beers.
Oh, no.
Well, we've got a lime tree at the farm, and, you know, when it's in full bloom, they're worth about 2 cents each, Bluey, you know. They never bloom when they're worth about a dollar each. But anyway, that's another story. I'm glad. See, you'd sit there with one of your wide-brimmed Bluey Waters ugly stick hats on. You'd have your Soaker Series autograph thongs on and your Coronas, Bluey. You're painting a wonderful picture for us on the Mid-North Coast. Wonderful.
It is.
Yeah. Well, I'm on with Pommy Rich tomorrow morning, Bluey. We'll talk to you then. So just repeating, you're liking the look of the southerly wind, hopefully bringing the water temperature up. You're still in the estuary today.
In the estuary, chasing a lazy flathead on prawns or whitebait.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
For your local flooring, carpets and rug superstore, Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Good morning, I'm Hannah Rose Hamer with the latest. Donald Trump says his decision to pull US troops out of Syria was no surprise, claiming he's fulfilling a promise from his 2016 presidential campaign. The US president announced the controversial move after declaring victory over Islamic State in the Middle Eastern nation. He also claims now it's time for others to finally fight. Round two for Sydney, with more severe storms hammering parts of New South Wales yesterday evening. With tennis ball-sized hail, the Insurance Council has declared it a catastrophe. Tens of millions of dollars worth of damage is expected. Around 30 homes are still in the dark this morning as crews work to restore power. And overseas, chaos at Gatwick Airport in England. Over 700 flights have been cancelled at one of the UK's busiest airports after two drones were spotted flying illegally over the runways.
Price drop protection from Flight Centre means if your airfare drops before you fly, you'll get the difference back. Just let them know. Price drop protection starts from $19. See flightcentre.com.au.
To cricket, history was made in the Big Bash overnight. The Melbourne Renegades recording their first win against the Perth Scorchers in 9 attempts. They got home by 4 wickets. The action continues tonight in Canberra with the Thunder taking on the Stars. Meantime, for the first time since the ball tampering scandal back in March, Former Aussie captain Steve Smith is set to address the media today at the SCG. And that's the latest in news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Fueled by the Q Country Club, where you can have breakfast on the balcony every Saturday and Sunday from 9.
Good morning. We have a light southwest to southerly wind blowing, producing really clean conditions in those protected southern corners. And the southern corners have some nice little waves this morning. We do have two little swells happening, a little bit of leftover northeast swell and also a new southerly swell, which is hitting the open beaches. The open beach is a little bit messy this morning. Wave size at the present time is only small, around that 2 to 3 feet mark, but we do have high tide around 8:30 this morning. Low tide is around 3 o'clock this afternoon, and the water temperature is around 19 to 20 degrees, but there are a few colder patches around 16 to 17 degrees. And now for the surf this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, it looks like we're going to have south to southwesterly winds. The wind will be fairly strong on Saturday afternoon, so those protected southern corners will have the cleanest and the best conditions for a surf. We'll have two swells happening too, a little bit of leftover northeast swell for Saturday, but a new southerly swell turning up on Sunday. Wave size in the open beaches will have about 4 to 5 feet waves on the open beaches on Sunday, a little bit smaller on Saturday. Southern corners will be smaller than this because that southerly swell will be going straight past. Southern corners will have smaller waves, as I said, around that 2 feet mark.
Triple M.
Wazza's end of year sale means you'll save at Warren Plowright Toyota.
Cloudy, high 80% chance of showers, becoming less likely later tonight. The chance of a thunderstorm possibly severe and up to 31 today. Now for the coastal waters, wind south to southwesterlies at 15 to 25 knots. And the Bluey Waters fishing best bet is the estuary for flathead on prawns or whitebait. 3-day outlook tomorrow, cloudy, high 80% chance of showers and storms and 25. Sunday, partly cloudy, medium 40% chance of showers, 25. Christmas Eve, Monday, partly cloudy, only a slight chance of a shower and up to about 27 degrees. At the moment at the weather stations, 23 in Coffs, 20 in Kempsey Port and Taree. Rainfall since 9 a.m. yesterday, 18 mils in Coffs, 4 in Kempsey, 10 in Port, 9 mils in Taree.
Thank God it's...
Triple M right across the coast. It is Strawny for Brekkie and Free and All Right Now. And Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas. And if all you want is a $500 Coppies Butcher's Block voucher, stand by. We're going to draw that after 7. Christy coming in. And look, she's promising us she's going to be adorned with tinsel today. And also, when we do the Mid-North Coast today, she's going to do it live from an undisclosed location, which we will disclose. Does that sound all right? Because we've got freebies to give away to thank our Triple M listeners. Christy's going to be out and about with some goodies today and be suitably attired for our giveaways we're going to do around 8:45 with the Mid-North Coast today. So stay with us here at Triple M, 13:27:10. I know there's a lot of places still without power, around 2,000 in the lower Clarence, apparently, after the thunderstorms there last night. They cancelled the 6:30 flight this morning out of Port Macquarie to Sydney. No planes could get here. They couldn't get the planes out of Sydney because of the storms. And I'm hearing around Wallaby Point in the Manning. Also Sandcrocks, still without power.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
What the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and V at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
And Mr. Producer, good morning, by the way. He's in here administrating in his thongs.
Yes, I am today.
Yeah, very good, very good. But this bloke rang me, right? It's about 20 past five. Mm. You got power there? Yeah, well, I'm on the air, mate. He's a funny bloke, Peter, his name was. Wallaby Point he's ringing from. He goes, oh, I haven't got power. It went off, then it came on, now it's gone again. And then when I ring the number, they say to go to the website. How can I turn my computer on if I haven't got any power? The poor bloke, you can hear the frustration in his voice. Anyway, the papers. Up us for the rent. It's all negative as Labor's tax plan hits tenants, writes the Murdoch Press today. More than 800,000 New South Wales households could be hit with higher rents under opposition leader Bill Shorten's negative gearing restrictions. Also, implant cancer concern on the front page. A breast implant popular among Australian women has been pulled from the market in Europe amid concerns it is linked with a rare form of blood cancer. Front page of the Herald today. Premier vows to go it alone. The Berejiklian government is ramping up a push to differentiate, that's a hard word to say at this hour in the morning, itself from the struggling Morrison government on key policy issues, including climate change, energy, education and the population ahead of the March election. And those are the main news stories in the Nationals today, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton news agencies. It's 3 to 7, it's Trotty Fabricki, and the sound of Lynyrd Skynyrd, Sweet Home Alabama. We love that. It is 13 past 7, and ladies and gentlemen, let's go.
Triple M's 12 Days of Christmas.
Christmas.
For a $500 voucher at Coppy's Butcher Block, your favourite local butcher in Port Macquarie and Wauchope. Rocking your Christmas. Triple M.
Yes, Sam, we've got to say a big thanks to Coppy's Butcher Block. This is one of the best prizes I've ever given away on the radio station. In the lead up to Christmas, we know we're going to get hammered. And look, I joke about it saying the freeloaders. We love our family and friends dearly, but they do tend to eat a lot. They don't care at this time of the year. Diet's out the window. If it's in front of me, I will eat it. I know I do. And this prize is just sensational, a $500 voucher. Now, you might want to buy $500 worth of ham. I mean, that's probably what I'm going to eat over the next few days. But you might want steaks. You might love chops like I do, the little mini T-bones. You know, you might want to buy... You can buy whenever you like. It is a $500 voucher at Coppy's. And they are Port Macquarie and Wauchope's favourite local butcher. And Christy is here to do the draw, looking very festive. I knew you'd be dressed up like that.
Of course.
Wasn't that 2 years ago your Christmas outfit?
It was. Last year.
It was last year.
Yes.
You and Aideen and Ash, everybody was dressed the same.
The admin angels were
the admin called. Angels.
Yeah,
I
so
like that.
We're wearing our best Christmas lunch attire today.
Oh, very good. All right. Now, again... I'm just saying, this is one of the best of all the promotions we've done, and we've done some crackers this year. This is one of the best, isn't it?
It sure is.
Okay, more practical. All right, Christy, just spin that barrel over there. I'm just doing the drum roll. Okay. Okie dokie. All righty, thank you very much. And let's see if this person is listening to the wireless.
I would be. It's $500 to go and spend on Christmas hams.
Yeah, I know. Well, mine be hams, but it might be chops or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's see
all
how
the
we
meat
go.
You need for Christmas dinner.
Yeah, exactly. See how if we've got our winner on the line here. It is ringing. See how we go.
Merry Christmas.
Will it answer? Yeah. Hello? Tanya?
Yes?
You know who this is?
Sounds like
Huck's drawn. It is, yes! Tanya from Wauchope, you have won a $500 voucher.
No way!
Yeah, from Coppy's Butcher Block, yes! Now, Christy drew the winning entry out. Look, if she wants 10%, just ignore it, okay? She would buy $500 worth of ham. What about yourself, Tanya? What do you think you're going to buy?
Ham... Scotch fillet, beef ribs, everything.
The whole shop.
The whole shop. Tanya, congratulations. Thanks for being part of it. And do you remember the song you identified from Hendrix, our ukulele playing elf?
I do. It was Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Because I couldn't get it straight up.
Good on you, Tanya. Look, Chrissy's going to be in touch. She's in the Triple M Angels outfit today. And congratulations to you and your family. Thanks for first up being a loyal listener to the station. And enjoy it with your family and friends. And this will be a story you'll be able to tell for years. About, they were saying, what about Auntie Tanya's place that year? We had everything. It's not like that every year. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Triple M and Coppy's Butcher Block.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
Good on you, Tanya.
And a little something special, Strawny, to all of those that got involved in our 12 Days of Christmas.
Yes.
We have a special something for those guys as well. We have $50 Oasis by the River vouchers so they can go and have
You're
Christmas
kidding.
There. Yeah.
Fantastic.
So congratulations, right. Everybody that got involved.
Yeah, and I'm letting the cat out of the bag a bit here because... Mid-North Coast today, you're going to do from a special spot, live from somewhere around the Mid-North Coast, giving away freebies because it's Christmas.
Yes, yeah? Spreading some Christmas cheer this morning.
Yeah, it's Triple M. How good was that? Coming up, Strawny Leake's latest entertainment goss, Aussie legend. He's playing on the Mid-North Coast tonight. Who is it? Details next here at Triple M's
Entertainment Report with John Michael Housen for Majestic Cinemas, Port Macquarie, Nambucca Heads and Sawtelle.
Yeah, here he is for the last time for this year, John Michael. Good morning and Merry Christmas.
Good morning, Mark, and good morning and a Merry Christmas to the holiday coach.
Yeah, now listen, you were at a great show last night. Let's talk about that because apparently people were nearly hysterical.
Falling out of their seats.
Okay.
It's called Peter Pan Gone Wrong. And it's Peter Pan, and everything that possibly go wrong goes wrong. It's just the funniest show, I've got to tell you. It's in Melbourne, but I'm sure it'll tour. So if it goes to Sydney or whatever, try and see it. It's wonderful to go to a show where you have a great belly laugh.
Yeah, exactly. You know, right.
And totally politically incorrect as well.
Beautiful.
It was wonderful. The same company did a play a couple of years ago called A Play Gone Wrong, and that was hilarious as well. But this took the cake for being one of the funniest shows I think I've ever seen.
Good stuff. All right, we'll keep an eye out for it. Now, Rebel Wilson's going to star in a new Australian TV series for ABC.
It's a 10-part series for the ABC called Les Norton, right?
Yep.
And it's set in 1985, I think around King's Cross. And he's on the run. Les Norton is on the run from a troubled past. And he goes into, King's Cross, where there was a lot of trouble waiting for him. And he finds himself mixed up in all sorts of dark deeds. Now, I don't know what Rebel will be playing in this show, but it's the first thing she's done in Australia for a while. So, I think she's got a talent. And I'll tell you, another lady, that is full-figured, is a wonderful Australian called Danielle MacDonald, who was in a movie called Patty Cakes and more recently on Netflix in a show called Dumpling. And she is absolutely brilliant. So there are two fully figured Australians, ladies, who are absolutely wonderful talent.
Yeah, John Michael, you know, I've read they are from a series of books by a guy called Robert G. Barrett, and Les Norton is a bouncer at a fictional club that has the same name of a real club in the Cross. Now, he's passed away now. I have interviewed him stacks of times, and he has had lots of offers to do stuff, but he just, the people he wanted, the producers wanted to play Les Norton, who's the fictional likable rogue in this, he hated. So he's gone to the hereafter now, but some of them are a bit politically incorrect and some aspects will be disturbing, but they're very, very funny stories. And I'll be interested to see if they're doing each book, John Michael.
Yeah, Robert Barry, he wrote umpteen novels, as you say, based on Les Norton.
Yeah.
I wouldn't quibble about what producers pick, just take the money and run. No, seriously, because one of the problems with being an author... and even great authors have found this, that when the film company gets it or a television company gets it, they have their point of view. It may be the box office appeal of somebody or whatever. And you don't fight City Hall. Just go along with it.
Yeah, you're right. All right, mate, time has beaten us. You have a great Christmas. I know you're looking forward to a couple of long lunches with family and friends. Thank you so much for your input to the show this year. And we'll be back bigger and better in 2019.
Oh, look, for the middle of January, I can't wait. And as I said, look, to everyone out there, please, please drive carefully.
Good words, John Michael. Thanks, mate. We'll talk next year.
Okay, mate. Thanks, Mark. Bye.
It's Triple M, and here he is, Bing.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hopalong boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that will talk and will go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas
everywhere you go. There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. The sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Soon the bells will start, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart.
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store.
But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. Sure, it's Christmas.
Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast. It is Strawdy for Brekkie on our favourite day of the week and an absolute classic from Farnsey. You're the voice at 12 past 8 and that is the wheel.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Yeah, let's go to beautiful downtown Maxville and say a very good morning to Helen. How are you, Helen? Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Shawnee. Same to you and your family.
Yeah, and what are you doing, Helen? Are you hosting or you're travelling on Christmas Day? What's doing at your place?
No, I'm hosting. The kids will come home for a couple of days and that's about it.
Fantastic. Now, how many you got to feed, Helen?
Oh, only two.
Oh, that's all right. Right. That's all right. Yeah, I had one bloke yesterday. He had 20 coming, so...
Oh, no.
Helen, if I was him, I'd be going the paper plates and the plastic knives and forks. But anyway...
Straight out onto the grass by the river.
Exactly. All right, Helen, you know how this works for Jerome and his generous team at 40 Winks. We've just got to match your birthday. What number, Helen?
Number 10, please.
Number 10 for Helen and Maxville. All right, come on, number 10, come on, number 10. Come on. Oh, no, Helen, it's lands on number 9.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. We gave it away twice 2 weeks ago, and I thought this is going to land again. Mr. Producer's going to have a heart attack. But it's Fair Dinkum landed on 9. Not even on a line. I was hoping I could spin it again. Look, Monday, we do the consolation draw, the Christmas bag, jam-packed full of goodies. I've got your details, Helen. And good luck in that draw. Thanks for being a loyal listener to Triple M, and you enjoy Christmas with your family, okay?
I shall, you too. Thanks, Tony.
Good on you, Helen. Okie dokie. That was so close. I would have loved to have seen his face because that would have been 3 in 3 weeks. Birthday is today. I am saying happy birthday to Mitch Lenkick from Port Macquarie. Now, I know Mitch, He's facing 30 on the 27th of December. Now, Mitch, I want you to embrace it, son. I don't want you to, you know, sort of try and shy away from it. Embrace it. You'll love it. It's when you get to the 50 plus, you start to crawl under the lounge when talks of birthdays happen. Mate, enjoy the day. Love comes from your family and, of course, fiancée Aideen, who is the Director of First Impressions here at Triple M. Good on you, Mitch. Enjoy the day on the 27th. Now, other birthdays today. Meadow Jones is turning 10 today. Is young Meadow 10? Is that right? 10 today. Fantastic. Best wishes come from Mum, Dad, Grandma and Poppy, all your cousins, sisters, Indiana, Nina and your brother, Harrison. And also, a birthday for tomorrow, Fiona. I'm only reading this, right? I wouldn't have put this over. Fiona's 40 tomorrow. You see Fiona Perry tomorrow. She's 40 from Mum and all the family. Have a great day. And people birthdaying today, like Meadow, are sharing their birthdays with Emmanuel Macron. I just like saying his name, the French president. Emmanuel Macron. You've got to pull your jaw down. Macron. Jane Fonda and Samuel L. Jackson, all born on this day, the 21st of December. Triple M. Triple M and Strotty's Brekkie Show, thanks to your locally owned club, we've become a member for $5.50, the Port City Bowling Club. That is Jet there. It is 17 tonight, after 9, John Stanley for Ray Hadley.
Triple M's Flight Times, powered by Majestic Cinemas in Port Macquarie and Buckheads and Sawtelle, where movies come alive. For more details, head to majesticcinemas.com.au.
Yeah, no problem with the plane. They cancelled the early flight because they couldn't get the planes out of Sydney because of the storms yesterday. But QF2165 is on time. Should get you into Sydney around 10 to 11, 10 to midday rather. And I could tell you that, things should be A-OK. Possible shower in Sydney today and around 24 degrees. It's currently 21 with a little southeasterly blowing to 19 kilometres per hour. 10:10 departure on time for QF2165. Have a great flight.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Yes. And she's out and about mobile today with the Holiday Coast today because it's Christmas and we want to give away some freebies. Good morning, Christy.
Ho, ho, Merry Christmas.
Hello, I'm here too.
Yeah, Caleb's there too, getting ready to rock and roll. Now, what have you dressed him up in? Describe Caleb's outfit. I mean, you guys are dressed as Santa's little helpers. Well, what
Santa's
about Caleb?
Little helpers.
Caleb looks like he's from Switzerland.
He's got a child's apron on and it says Santa's helper and it's got some jingle bells on that.
I want to say, Strawny, I got roped into this. I didn't approve. Yeah, it just kind of got whacked on me. And I
had... It's all right.
No, I beg to differ. He was actually screaming like a little child when he saw what I was making him wear today. So, yes, we are getting in the festive spirit. So, Caleb and I thought we'd get out and about this morning and give back to the community. So, we're down here under the big Christmas tree, not under the mistletoe, Strawny.
Whereabouts?
No,
which town?
If you're listening.
Okay, which town are you in?
We are in Port Macquarie in Town Green underneath the big Christmas tree. So, come find the big red Triple M truck. We have some Christmas goodies to give this morning. Morning. What have we got, Caleb?
We got oat milk, we've got candy canes, we've got drink bottles, we got lots.
And the best part, Strawny, for the first couple of people that come and find us, and guess what Caleb and I favourite Christmas carol is, you'll get a voucher to go to Oasis by the River restaurant. It's a $50 restaurant voucher. So.
Wow.
Can you guess what the favourite Christmas carol might be, Strawny?
I think I know because I think, ladies around your age always request this song, I know. Now, Caleb's one I wouldn't be too sure about. I know what his father's used to be,
secret.
But he can't. Yeah, I know what his father's one is. But I don't know what Caleb's would be. Gee.
He likes the same thing as me.
Oh, no, Caleb, tell me not, please. So that's you.
Unfortunately, Strawny.
So that's Caleb. And hang on, here's a big clue. You ready for this one? So there's Christy, Caleb, and James Packer like this song. Oh, he probably doesn't like it anymore. I don't know.
Too funny. But yes, come find us underneath the big Christmas tree in Town Green in Port Macquarie to get your Christmas goodies and, of course, win yourself a $50 Oasis by the River voucher. And in terms of what's on around the Mid-North Coast today, in Christmas spirit, the Southwest Rocks Lions Club will be holding carols by candlelight tonight at the Southwest Rocks Public School. Gates open at 6 and carols begin at 7 o'clock. It's gold coin donation. There's a barbecue, soft drinks, and Father Christmas will also make an appearance. So come along and sit on his lap and tell him what you want for Christmas.
And the Twilight Food Markets are on this evening in Coffs at the Park Beach Reserve starting from 5 p.m. tonight.
And if you want to get along to some Christmas fun, the free lunchtime concerts are at the Glasshouse today in Port Macquarie from 12:30 with David Stevens and friends.
And there's dancing at the, what is that? I can't
Yutungan Hall.
Yutungan Hall.
Yeah.
Geez, that's embarrassing. There's dancing tonight at the Yutungan Hall from at 7 o'clock. Come and enjoy some company, food, music, and swing your legs on the dance floor. It'll be hard to keep Strawny away from that one.
Exactly right, yeah.
And, don't tell these secrets.
And Ronnie McNeil used to say Yutungan was a suburb of Maxville. That was the late, great Ronnie McNeil. That's how he used to describe Yutungan. Anyway, what else is happening?
Lovely. And in Maxville as well, in Maxville, the Matilda Street Gallery have their art show called Summer on today as well. So get along. And if you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast. We'll see you under the big Christmas tree in Town Green in Port Macquarie. We'll be here till 9.
Triple M and Strotty's Brekkie Show wrapping up with Bucko and Champs and the story of Frosty the Yobbo. How good is that song? Fair digger. Okay, that's it for us. We'll be back on Monday with the Christmas Eve edition of Strawny's Brekkie Show, and I'll be back tomorrow with what's happening with the weekend. What's on with Pommy Rich, the man here on a 457 visa. We'll talk more about that tomorrow.